Tuck, 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 tuck.
Hi, this is a patient named Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Last name is M-C-C-A-N-D as in David, L-E-S-S. He was born 2/19/30. Mr. Stanley, Mr. Candless is a 95-year-old gentleman, lives with his wife of 57 years. They have 3 children. His daughter lives next door, who's a great help to his wife, period. He's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. On top, put down, patient was seen for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. Today, this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. And then come down saying that he worked for Shell Oil for years. He's now on hospice with history of cerebral vascular disease, along with dementia, Parkinsonism, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, period. Patient's wife tells me that he's not totally and completely chair and bed bound. He needs help to be taken from the bed to the chair, and then he sits there. He's not able to ambulate any longer, period. He's bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He has lost 10 pounds recently, which put his MAC, M-A-C, on the left side at 22.5. He also has a history of protein, calorie, malnutrition, and chronic small vessel disease with microangiopathic changes, noted on the previous previous CT consistent with vascular dementia. He also has a stage 3 left heel decubitus ulcer, which recently required antibiotics and is currently stable. The chances of healing this stage 3 ulcer is minimal because the fact that he eats very little, he's only eating about 40% of his meals. And he also has protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. Because of his Parkinsonism, he's at high risk of aspiration. He has minimal visual hallucination, period. Let's see. He has had edema in the past, which goes away with elevation, most likely related to protein, calorie, malnutrition as well. Today, his blood pressure was 77 over 80, 98%, 72. Patient, by the way, is not on oxygen. I'm sorry, blood pressure is 98 over 72. Patient has bowel and bladder incontinent, is ADL dependent, as I mentioned, has some behavioral issues, controlled with low-dose lorazepam, sleeping 8 to 10 hours, at least 10 to 12 hours a day. Overall prognosis remains guarded. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Oh, somewhere in there you have to put this. Put PPS is at 40%, by the way. FAST score is at 7A as in apple. I did say MAC was 23.5. Okay. Oh, let's put this in there. Somewhere in there. Oh, no, we already talked about comorbidities. Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.